This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Day two of the public impeachment hearing into U.S. President Donald Trump gets underway 2 hours from now here in Washington. And once again, there will be nationwide TV coverage. We get a preview from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The second day of historic impeachment hearings brings former career diplomat Marie Yovanovitch to the Capitol to publicly tell her story about being suddenly removed from her post in Ukraine in April, told she was the target of a smear campaign, and described by President Trump as bad news in his now famous July phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats say that call was to pressure Ukraine for dirt on political rivals. But President Trump, campaigning last night, says it was a perfect phone call.
We have truth. We have the fact that everything is absolutely perfect.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
It's perfectly wrong. It's bribery.
Which is an impeachable offense. Additional witnesses from the diplomatic community will be called to testify in upcoming sessions. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
It is another day of shock setting in as families in a school shooting outside Los Angeles mourn the deaths of two students. Both were critically wounded in this country's latest mass shooting, and both died not long after. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
It happened on the quad at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita.
Multiple shots fired, possibly people down.
L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegener says they got a look at the surveillance video, which shows the gunman
withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
Students initially thought the gunshots were popped balloons or musical instruments.
I see people running and the campus supervisor screaming for everybody to get out.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says there are a lot of questions.
Many people are asking why. That will come with time, but right now our focus is on supporting the community.
This all happened on the gunman's 16th birthday. I'm Ed Donahue.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Bloomberg is reporting that U.S. prosecutors are investigating Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney. It says authorities are looking into possible finance violations and Giuliani's failure to register as a foreign agent. Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, has emerged as a key figure in the Trump administration impeachment inquiry and what role he played in pressuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Mr. Trump's political rivals. The charge is that military aid to Ukraine was initially held hostage to such a probe. The United States is apparently calling on South Korea to begin spending a lot more for the presence of American military forces in the country. South Korean reports say President Trump wants a 500% hike in that funding. En route to Seoul for talks, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said, even though South Korea has provided what he called a fair amount of support in the past, it is not enough.
This is a very strong alliance we have, but Korea is a wealthy country and could and should pay more to help offset the cost of defense.
A typical annual rise in South Korea's spending on the U.S. military presence is 5 to 10%. Two U.S. senators, James Risch and Marco Rubio, both Republicans, say they want quick passage of a bill that requires verification that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy for special treatment on trade. The measure would also allow sanctions against officials responsible for human rights violations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Meanwhile, the city's pro-democracy protests have entered a new, more violent stage following the death of a young protester. Here's VOA's Bill Gallo.
In some neighborhoods, the fight between police and protesters now resembles a battle for territory. The more aggressive tactics could be an attempt to reclaim international attention, says activist Edward Yu.
Right, for such a small city, trying to fight against an authoritarian regime, so we need international support, which probably can explain why in the past 4 days protesters in Hong Kong insist to have a stronger say and would like to have more severe action so as to arouse international concern.
Even with the more aggressive tactics, polls suggest the protesters still have widespread public support. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.